Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real-life gists and experiences about being a mother, African style.
Thank you for listening to my mommy's podcast, Mommy Oyoyo.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. As usual, it's your girl, Berry Dakara, and this is episode 79. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about things we miss about our lives before motherhood. Yes, I think that it is. I think it goes without saying. Let me just disclaimer, okay? Disclaimer, preface, whatever you want to call it. It goes without saying that I love being a mother. I love being my child's mother. There is nobody in this world that can say that, you see, Berry, she didn't really want to be a mother. She didn't really want to have children or whatever. That is not the case. If you guys have followed me for the past how many years, then you know that I was trying to conceive for almost 2 years before I eventually got pregnant and later on had Coco. And being a mom was just something that I really and truly desired. I love my life with Coco. In fact, the other day I was coming back from work and the thought just came to mind that, you know what? I really believe that God puts me on this earth to be Coco's mother. Like, I think that that's one of the plans. It's part of his purpose that he had for me was to be in this world to be her mother. And I absolutely cherish it. I love my child to bits and pieces. I love her so much. That being said, there are things about my life that I do miss before motherhood. And that's what we're going to be covering on this episode today. I asked that question on Instagram, and I'm also going to be sharing some of those responses with you all today. So I hope you guys enjoy what we're going to talk about. So first of all, I'm going to share the responses that I got from Instagram, and then I will go into some of the things that I miss myself as a person before motherhood. But let's go ahead with the Instagram responses. Talking Mom Stress said, I miss the days I didn't have to think about what to eat. I could just drink my Gary Jeje or take biscuit flakes. Now I have to worry about nutrition. I must make a decent meal because of the kids, even when I'm not in the mood to. Koyo Baby says, I miss everything. Girl. TT says, I miss my peace and quiet. And I miss not having to worry about what to feed my child. Totally get that. Philly and Friends says, I miss my bank account. Achike also says, I miss my money. We can go over how much money our children cost us, but hey. Totally get that. Amina says, I miss the freedom to just up and go when I need to. Now it's syncing calendars and waiting for school holidays. Y'all remember that I mentioned that in the previous episode, in episode 78, where I talked about setting goals as a family. I talked about having to look at everyone's calendars. Molada Bedding says, I miss being by myself, my personal space and time. Freedom to go to outings without worrying about my children's whereabouts. I miss not worrying about anybody's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I just miss me, generally. I totally get that. Single Mom Budget says, I miss the extra cash. Tell me about it. Tosin said, I miss my ability to be selfish, to think of just myself, and not worry about little people. And then the final comment says, this is from Jules, and she says, I miss a lot, but mostly I miss my weekends. I could cry just writing about this. You know, waking up at 10 a.m., clean, then make brunch and eating it in peace, or just going out for brunch. I miss all of this. Sighs at the nostalgia. I'm going to say thank you to all of the wonderful ladies that shared their thoughts and shared the things that they miss about their lives before motherhood. Thank you so, so much. And now I'm going to share what I miss about my life before motherhood. I'm going to start off with the sleep aspect, and mine is in two parts. When Coco was a baby and then a toddler and then a little bit over toddler age, she preferred to sleep in my bed. And I will take the blame for that because it was just easier to get her to go to sleep when she was next to me, as opposed to taking her to her room, standing and all of that with her. So it just became part of her sleeping routine. And she would fuss and cry and complain when I told her to stay in her room. To the point where even when I tried to fully transition her to sleeping in her bed, halfway through the night, she's waking up and she's coming to my room. And she still does that now. She's 6 and a half. But she still does that sometimes, okay? And I have to say, I miss sleeping in my bed by myself. I like my space. I want to be able to lie down spread-eagled if I want to, as opposed to staying in the very tiniest strip, almost to the point of falling over, because Coco wants to snuggle with me. And it's like, ma'am, you have all of this space on the other side of the bed. Why must you stay right next to me? So I miss that aspect of my life, just having my bed to myself. And, you know, sometimes I've thought about it, like, thankfully now she's more comfortable sleeping in her room. But what about what happens when I eventually remarry? Ma'am, you can't come to our bedroom because me and your stepdaddy, we're going to be busy. Even if we're not busy, but things, you just can't be here. So I miss that aspect of sleep. A second aspect of sleep that I miss is sleeping in. I don't know what it means to sleep in anymore. My idea of sleeping in is waking up at 7:30 on the weekends. Yes, because during the week, I wake up at about 5:30 to work out, get myself ready, get her ready before getting her on the school bus on a regular day. And because of this, my body clock now wakes up at 5:30, I think at the very latest, maybe 6 o'clock. So even on weekends, my body just wakes up by between 5:30 and 6:30. Anything past that, that's considered to be sleeping in for me. So when I hear of other parents that are like, oh yeah, I'm waking up at, you know, 8 o'clock, or I didn't get out of bed until 9 o'clock, I'm like, how? Where? In which life? Because one, if my body doesn't wake me up at that time, my child is waking me up at that time because she's also an early riser. She'll wake up, I think, at the very latest, maybe 7 o'clock or at the very, 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 very utmost latest, maybe 7:30. And if I happen to still be in bed at that time, she's boom, banging open my door to come and wake me up. Hi, mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm bored. Mommy, let's go watch TV. Mommy, let's do this. So, yeah, for me, one of the things that I miss about my life before becoming a mom is sleep and sleeping in. Another thing that I can say that I miss about life before motherhood would be personal space. And I know that moms with younger kids, like babies, toddlers, maybe a little bit over toddlers, will understand this bit. Because honestly, little girl, little boy, little child, why do you need to be in the bathroom with me? Like, seriously, why? Why can't I just go in there by myself in peace? Why can't I eat my snacks in peace? Why can't I just have my space to myself? Coco. So if you hear any rustling, it's because Coco is with me right now. Coco, why are you always in my space?
Because I love you.
Aw, and I love you too. And here's the thing. We love all the hugs. We love all the cuddles. We love all of the love. We love all of the kisses. Like, just all of it is just so heartwarming and everything. It's just sometimes it's like, you know, I would like to just be able to breathe without, you know, I feel like Coco sometimes thinks that I'm her, her jungle gym. Because she's always jumping on me. Like, okay, explain to me why. I'm watching TV. I'm in the living room. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 spaces to sit down. I'm sitting down in one. Coco has to come and sit down on top of me. She has come to them on top of me. Why? But again, you know what? It's all because they love us and we love them too. So that's okay. Another thing I miss about my life before motherhood is just simple spontaneity. Just being able to get up and do what I want, when I want it, however I want it. And it comes in different forms. For instance, a couple of weeks ago, I was looking up the Delta's current flight deals, and I saw a trip to, I think it's Cuba or to Colombia, for the end of January or maybe sometime in February, for I think it was like $300, right? And there was a part of me that was like, ooh, I should jump on this deal and take myself on a trip. But then I had to stop and think about, well, my daughter has school around that time. If I had to take her with me, then that cost goes up to $600. I haven't paid for hotel. I haven't paid for transportation. I haven't paid for food around that time. And it just hit me that day, like, man, if it was just me that I had to cater to, this wouldn't even be a discussion. I would have bought the tickets. Of course, within reason, because I'm a good financial manager. Even something as like dating. I can't just get up and go out on a date like that, because I have to think about, you know, who's going to watch my child if I'm going out, of which I still haven't been able to go out on a date. I think I talked about maybe last year, maybe 2 years ago on this podcast, and I talked about it on my YouTube channel last year that I'm now ready to start dating, but I can't just get up and go out on a date. I have to think about, well, where will my child go to? Do I need to pay for a babysitter, or do I have to ask my parents or my sister or my cousin? I can't decide, you know what, I want to do a movie marathon or a TV show marathon, something as simple as that, because, well, Coco might want to watch TV, and I don't have a TV in my bedroom for good reason, so I'm sharing the TV downstairs with her. Actually, my parents, I and her are sharing the TV downstairs. They have a TV. My parents have a TV in their bedroom, but the bigger TV is downstairs. And God bless my parents. Half the time, they want to watch news. And Coco was like, no, I want to watch TV, you know. And so we can't always watch the news because of the content that's on there. But we also have to kind of give space to her. So just something as simple as, oh, you know what, I'm home, I'm bored, I want to watch something spontaneously. I can't just do that. Speaking of which, another thing that I miss about my life before having my wonderful, beautiful daughter is just me time or solo time, and having it more often. Because truth be told, I do miss, rather, I do take time out for myself to make sure that I'm taking care of me, whether it's going on a random solo trip or going on a solo staycation, getting a hotel room, which I'm able to afford to do when Coco is with her father, or if my mom graciously, or my parents, or my sister or cousin graciously, you know, help me watch Coco. In fact, actually, last weekend, Coco was off to Florida with my mom on a grandma-granddaughter trip. So I had some time to myself. I took myself to the spa. I got myself a massage. I went to the nail salon and got a pedicure. And I just generally had time to myself. However, that's something that happens few and far between, because at the end of the day, I do have my child that I have to take care of. She's my child. I prayed for her. I wanted her. So I have to take care of her by myself, right? So getting that time to myself is not very, it's not very often. Something that I try to do, though, is every evening after she's gone, every night after she's gone to bed, I try to take out some time to just maybe read a book or listen to a podcast or maybe watch a show that, you know, she can't, she's not old enough to watch or whatever. But just having that, you know, uninterrupted time, like stretch of time to just be by myself, that doesn't happen as much. Like some of the ladies on Instagram mentioned, money. That's one of the things, rather, having my money to myself is one of the things that I miss about my life before motherhood. Just being able to say, hey, you know what, I want to get a pedicure, I want to go to the spa or whatever, I want to go to this restaurant, or I want to buy a new wig, I want to travel, I want to do this or that, spend money here or there. I can't just do that willy-nilly without thinking as much anymore. Because why? I got to pay for my child's expenses. She has extracurricular activities, multiple of those. She has birthday parties that she's going to. We have to pay for those presents for her friends. She has a big appetite for McDonald's or Zaxby's or whatever fast food restaurant is on the way to here or there. I have to pay for her hair upkeep because I don't know how to cornrow. I have to pay some of her health expenses. She just started wearing glasses last year, and actually she didn't lose them. She broke her pair of glasses, and that meant ordering a new pair, which of course has to be paid for. Thankfully, her dad does pay child support, so I share those expenses. But the point is that whereas I had more flexible income to play with, I don't have that much anymore because majority of my spending goes towards taking care of her present day and also saving up money for her future as well. So yeah, that's something that I do miss, is just being able to say, hey, I have this extra $100. You know what? I'm going to go treat myself. I can't treat myself as much because I'm treating my daughter. Another thing that I miss about, or that I miss since having a child, is just quiet time. And I'm not saying this doesn't quite mean me time, because I've talked about that, but just having quiet. As I've gotten older, I've realized that I really do enjoy having, like, no sound sometimes. I enjoy just being in the house without noise. And I should tell you that having a child, having my child in particular, the noise is on all the levels at all times. The minute that she's awake, if she's not talking, she's shouting. If she's not shouting, she's screaming. All the same play, though. If she's not doing that, then she's watching TV. It's just as soon as she wakes up, from the moment she wakes up until the moment that she's asleep, if she's at home, it's joy, it's just sound throughout the day. And I miss just having quiet. Sometimes I do relish and enjoy when it's quiet. And I don't know if I mentioned this on this podcast before, if I mentioned it on social media somewhere else, but one of my favorite times of day, of the day, is right after she has gone to sleep. Because in that moment, it's like, I heave a big sigh, because it's like, I don't necessarily have to be on anymore. I can just be by myself, and I can just enjoy the quiet after she has gone to bed. So that's one thing. Another thing that I miss would be a sense of self and individuality. I'll give you an example. When I think sometime late last year, it dawned on me that I talk about Coco all the time. All the time. Because it's almost like she's my almost everything. And it dawned on me that when people ask me what my interests are, the things that I enjoy, the things that I like, a lot of times my answer revolves around Coco or my life with Coco. And it hit me that, hang on, what about me, Berry? What are the things that I like to do that don't involve her? If I had no Coco, who am I? Outside of being a mom, who am I? What do I like? What do I enjoy? What are the things that I want for myself? And to be honest, I couldn't answer those questions, because it was like, I don't know, because I do everything with and around my child that I'm not quite sure who I am at the core anymore. I don't know what I like for myself anymore. And it was just a little bit eye-opening. And that's when I started talking about, listen, I want to find extracurricular activities for myself, because I want to remember what it is that I like. What do I like to do? What are the things that interest me? So yeah, that's one of the things. And I'm going to share this last one. Something that I miss about my life before motherhood is going out without children. If you're a mom or if you're a parent, then you know this one very, very well. Going on an airplane with children, you have to mentally and almost physically prepare yourself. Going to a restaurant with children, first of all, you even have to think about which restaurant it is that you're going to. Like, will this child go and embarrass me? Or will they behave themselves? Or will I be apologizing to the other patrons? Or whatever. Going to the movie theater. Oh my gosh. I couldn't go to the movie theater for a long time, because my child will talk through the whole entire thing, right? Going to even just a regular, like going to a play, or going to watch the opera or one of those kinds of things. Going to such places without children. See, going to those places without children, you know, it's like, it's just you, it's other adults, you're all good. But when you have a child, all of those things change, because you're wondering what will happen today. Hopefully nothing. And it also depends, of course, on how old your children are. But those are just some of the things that you think about before going out. Like, hey, God, should I carry her tablet so that she, with her, with her headphones, so that she's entertained while I'm doing or focusing on wherever it is that I'm from. But thing is, you don't want too much screen time, you know. So it's just sometimes going out without children, you know, I miss that. I miss that life. But yeah, I think that's where I'm going to end for my things that I miss about my life before children. If I was married, I'm sure I might say having one-on-one time with my spouse would be something that I miss. I do see that with other moms who are in relationships where they don't have time to go out on dates anymore. They don't have time to, you know, do the do. They're unable to just do the do whenever they want to do the do. Right? Of which, listen, if you're in that space, you need to listen to, I can't remember what episode number it is, but I do have some episodes about sex and the African mom. Go look up those episodes where I spoke to Olori Coitus about, you know, sex and the African mom. You need to make time for it if you are in that space, okay? There are some people that I think would say their career. There are a lot of moms who either stepped away from their career, stepped away from working, or took a step back or stepped down in their career pursuits because of motherhood. I'm sure that there are some who would say that. And of that, I would say I do have another episode where I spoke to Iro. She's a multi business owner, and she talked about what motherhood is like for her. So that would be a good episode to listen to. What else? I cannot believe I almost missed this. One of the things that I miss, and I know a bunch of other mothers would miss, and I'm sure even you are saying, how did you let it get this far in this episode without talking about this? My pre-mom body. Hey! I cannot believe that before I had my child, before I was pregnant, I used to look in the mirror and say, hey, Berry, you're fat. You need to lose how many pounds? If I had known what was coming for me in the future, I would have loved that body so much. I think at this point, I am, let's see, I'm almost 30 pounds heavier now than when I got pregnant. Honestly. Like, that's a good, yeah, about 30, 25 to 30 pounds. I miss that body. When I look at pictures of myself from 7 years ago, it's just like, wow, that's almost a different person. In fact, you know what? Coco and her cousin were looking at photos of me and my sister and my cousin from before we got married, before we had children. And they're like, oh, wow, you guys were so much smaller. You guys were much more stylish. You guys used to dress up and things. Why don't you do that anymore? It's because of you. It's because of all of you. That's why. Okay, no. To be honest, it's not because of the children. Because we know what to do to lose weight. It's a little bit harder. Let's not lie. With age, it's gotten harder to lose weight. And you know what? We do eat quite a bit. Let's not lie. And we can do better with our dressing as well, with our style. So let's not even blame the children here. But the point is, our pre-motherhood bodies and style, I miss you, Berry of 2016. I miss you, Berry of 2011. 2011, that's even like really, really far. But I sure miss the body that I had in 2011, 2012, going up to maybe 2015 or so. I do miss that body. So all of this being said, I do have to say this, okay? It is perfectly fine to miss your life before children. It doesn't mean that you don't love your children. It doesn't mean that you weren't made to be a mother. It doesn't mean that you detest motherhood. It doesn't mean any of these things. It just means that you are a normal person with normal feelings. I can tell you that majority of moms either share the same feelings that you have, or maybe they miss other aspects of their lives before motherhood. It's not a necessarily unique thing. The things that you miss yourself might be unique to you, but I think the set of things that you miss might be unique to you. But trust me, majority of other mothers have things that they miss about their lives before they became moms. All of this being like, it's okay to acknowledge those feelings. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. If you have other mom friends, go ahead and have these conversations. There's no point in keeping them to yourself and feeling bad about the things that you miss. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's part of the reason why I started this podcast, is so that we can have conversations about, you know, everything. The good things, the bad things, the not so great things, maybe even some of the ugly things as well. But I just don't want you to feel like you're alone, okay? You're not alone. We all have these things that we miss. Some of them are more lighthearted than others, but it's just a simple fact of life, okay? We miss some things about our lives before motherhood, and that's okay. But some of the things that you can do to keep your head above water is to remember that, one, you know what, motherhood is in phases. At a point, your children will grow up and they will leave the house, whether it's going to boarding school, of which I need to do an episode on that at some point. But yeah, whether they grow up going to boarding school or whether they're growing up out of the house, going to university, college, moving to a different city, different state, different country, motherhood is in phases. There's a point where you will have you yourself alone again. Another thing, so, you know, in these moments where you have your children with you, cherish the time, cherish what you have. But also at the same time, you want to make time for yourself, for self-care. Take the time to remember who you are, to remember the essence of yourself before your children came along. What are the things that you enjoy doing? Can you take time out once a month or once a quarter to just take care of yourself really and truly? Can you find someone to watch the kids for you for one weekend or for one evening every other week? Whatever it is, you need to take time for yourself. If it's just like I do in the evenings after my child has gone to bed, do what I want to do, whether it's watching a TV show or reading a book or working on something that you like, or me recording this podcast episode, whatever it is, take time for yourself. If you have a partner, you want to schedule time with them one-on-one, so that you are connecting with them and doing that without the children involved. Make time to nurture your relationship with your partner. Your life is not just about your children. You want to nurture your partner. You want to nurture that relationship as well. Because again, like a lot of people say, at the end of the day, when your children go leave the house, it's just you and your partner. Do you want to be living with someone who's a stranger, or you want to be living with someone who has been your partner through and through throughout this whole time? Another thing you want to do, or you can do, is connect with other moms, like I said, and share your stories with each other. If you don't have moms that you can connect with around you, you know, feel free to send me a DM. You can send it on Mommy Oyoyo on Instagram, or you can send it to Berry Dakara on Instagram. I'm always ready and willing and happy to have conversations with people when, you know, around any topic that you want to. I'm always willing to share my experiences. So I'm leaving that open to you. If you feel like you really need to connect with someone, I'm right there with you. Okay. So, yeah, this, I think, brings me to the end of this episode. Thank you to the ladies that shared about the things that they missed before motherhood. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this one. Don't forget that, you know, motherhood is a rewarding experience. It's an enriching experience. It's something that I know a lot of us prayed hard for. And again, it doesn't mean that we are ungrateful for our children. It doesn't mean that we are bad mothers, okay? It just means that we are human beings and that we have feelings. It's okay to miss aspects of your lives before motherhood, and it's okay to acknowledge these feelings and find ways to adapt and to pour into yourselves and take care of yourself so you can take better care of your children. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Next up, I will share some other episodes that you might be interested in listening to. Thank you. So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, here are some of the other episodes that you might be interested in listening to. In episode 10, I talked about, I love my children, but ... Another episode you might be interested in listening to would be episode 38, where I talked about balance and time management as a busy working mom. This would be very good for you if you feel like you don't have the time to take care of yourself. So that's a good one to listen to. That's episode 38. Like I mentioned earlier, episodes 46 and 47, that's where I spoke with Olori Koitus about sex and the African mother. I think that's a really, those are two really, really good episodes to listen to. So check out those. I also mentioned managing motherhood and a C-level career with Iro, and that's in episode 49. Another episode that I think you'd be interested in listening to would be episode 69, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. And I think the previous two episodes, episode 77, Extracurricular Activities for Children, as well as episode 78, Setting Goals and Plans as a Family, I think that those would be good episodes for you to listen to as well. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and thank you so much for your support for the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. I enjoy bringing these episodes to you and bringing conversations that we can all benefit and learn from and even just laugh about. I also love interacting with you guys, so please go ahead and follow on Instagram and on Threads at Mommy Oyoyo or at Berry, actually, and at Berry Dakara. If you listen to this podcast on Spotify, I would really, really, really love to hear from you. You can tell me your thoughts about this episode and give your own input as well. And I'll also ask a question to find out what are the things that you miss about your lives before motherhood. So you can go ahead and answer those questions for me. I would love to hear from you. And again, I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. If you have the time, please go ahead and rate this podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would really, really, really appreciate it. And of course, share the podcast with your friends and your family and those in your circle. Tell them about it on Facebook. Tell them by word of mouth. Share it on Instagram. Share it on Twitter. It's called X now. Share it everywhere. The point is, let's share the message of Mommy Oyoyo, which is around modern African motherhood. Okay? Thank you so much. I'll catch you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.